With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a deadly school shooting in Texas.
A 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school and then fatally shot himself at Hill Country College Preparatory High School. Sheriff Mark Reynolds.
So the student shot the teacher, and then what we believe, and we're investigating right now, but it looks as though the student turned the gun on himself and shot himself.
The teacher was taken to a San Antonio hospital. The male student died on the scene. No other injuries were reported. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court is set to convene Wednesday to consider the legality of President Trump's executive order that seeks to end birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments on Wednesday over the constitutionality of President Donald Trump's order on birthright citizenship, declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The birthright citizenship order, which Trump signed on January 20th, the first day of his second term, is part of his Republican administration's broad immigration crackdown. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the country.
Correspondent Mike Pozzoli reporting. President Trump says Iran faces massive damage to its energy system unless it quickly agrees to end the war. Trump said Monday talk show great progress, but he threatened to hit power plants, oil wells, and Karg Island. Iran has warned it could mine the Persian Gulf if it's invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up strikes on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the Nasdaq dropped 153, the S&P 500 declined 25. This is SRN News. A member of Finland's parliament is found guilty.
Päivi Räsänen is a Christian, and she has criticized homosexuality in public based on her religious beliefs. She ran afoul of Finland's hate crimes laws and was sued, appealing her case repeatedly over several years. Now Finland's Supreme Court has convicted Räsänen on a vote of 3-2 and ordered her to pay a fine of about $2,000. Her lawyers say an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights might be forthcoming. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Justice Department is investigating whether California and Maine violate the rights of female inmates when they house them with men. The investigation will focus on the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County and the Central California Women's Facility in Madera County, as well as the Maine Correctional Center in Windham. Both states have policies saying inmates should be housed in a facility consistent with their so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Thieves have stolen three famous paintings from a private museum in Parma, Italy.
The works are appraised at millions. Police say the break-in happened on the night of March 22nd and 23rd. The thieves forced open the entrance door and grabbed the paintings. The stolen works include a Renoir, a Cezanne, and a Matisse. Local media say the thieves were out in less than 3 minutes, escaping through the museum gardens. The museum believes an organized gang is responsible. The theft adds to a run of major museum heists in Europe. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tony-nominated actress Mary Beth Hurt has died at the age of 79 after a long career on Broadway and in film. Her daughter says Hurt died on Saturday in New Jersey. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2015. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.